The Bounty of Being Lowry. Here I am, once again, speaking to you, the other. I'm introducing themes of my book, written and published in Finland, in Finnish, with the title of Pyhiinvaellus nykyhetkeen, juuri näin, juuri nyt, in English, Pilgrimage to Presence, just like this, just now. In this episode, I'm speaking on the theme that I explore in my book, The Alchemy for the Coming Age of Conscious Change. How do I transform the inner lead, the inner past that carries the trauma of ages, the experiences of violence and horror and loss and everything that we have as a humanity, as a creation, including animals, trees, every single bit of matter in this wonderful creation has undergone an unbelievable series of convulsions of beauty, selflessness, love, compassion, courage, willingness to die for the other, and especially of finding the connection to loving love. Wherever love consciously appears and draws me to the bounty and beauty and lovely exchange of the good, what love represents in this whole creation. And that does have a cosmic purpose. So alchemy, for me, as I experience it in my own experience of life on Earth, is a matter of finding what do I do, or specifically in some ways in my laboratory, what do I consent to happening in my constitution, in my ways of being with the other and the others, including this incredible spectrum of different types of living energetic expressions in me, around me, under me, over me, in all the elements, all the invariably incredible changing elements that all of this life is composed of. So in that sense, my laboratory, my body being, my skin bag, is a laboratory where alchemy can take place. And I'm responsible for becoming conscious of that which poisons or dulls or makes me less intelligent than I potentially am. I'm conscious of identifying them. I'm conscious of finding ways and means of either withdrawing with that from those kinds of connections, or infusing into those meetings with those qualities in all my connections with all of creation. Infusing it with remedies of sound. And sound likely has been one of the first healing means in all of this wonderful Big Bang. And there has been several Big Bangs, and there are Big Bangs in some ways every day. When I wake up from the night shift to the morning shift, I go through a bit of a Big Bang. I'm not a scientist, except I am an explorer in this, my own laboratory, my body being, and in all my interconnections with everything in me, around me, above me, below me, including the world of the dead, which is only an illusion, because I know, having been so close to physical death, I know how close to eternal life that brief encounter is, and that is real alchemy. Having spoken those words into this empty, emptying space between me and you, the other, the unknown other, I stop to reflect, how does my body being respond to what has just been expressed through this body bag, body being, not yet dead? And I'm aware of this shift which is happening, because this stuff, this compost, this heap of batter and matter and energy and whatever it is shifting shape in me. Shape-shifting is something that is very familiar to me from my dream world, where nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And the more I rest in this state of alchemical chains where opposites meet and merge into each other, left and right and up and down and inner and outer, it's really a dance. And there is a vibration in this that vibrates in my, no, it's not mine, but vibrates in the sound that emerges out of this well. And my fingertips, they start dancing in this vibration of sound. And something relaxes in my shoulders. And check and see, you, the other, whoever is listening in this space. Just be present. This presence. Because power of chains is alchemy. I'm very conscious of the fact that in my nearly 79 years of life experience on Earth, I've gone through a lot. Nearly died many, many times. Changed place. Changed orientation from here to there. Changed direction during this pilgrimage. Well, right now, I'm right here, right now, just like this, just now. And there is nothing wrong in me, but I am in the process of alchemical response, not reaction. But these elements are dancing in my dancing in this incredible composition, which is at the same time a word that talks about the compost heap, but also the composition of these words and these movements and this music that resonates in me. in my book written in Finnish, I'm so pleased that it's not only a book of words on printed page, but I've had in this team of people who made this possible, this book possible, an illustrator, a wonderful woman who is very well known for illustrating, especially children's books. Her name is Sanna Pelliccioni. And my wife as well says that my book reads like a children's book, because there's lots of space between words, there are lots of pictures, and especially the artwork is an artist's depiction of the psyche, the beauty, the potential in space to create new form. And I'm so grateful that I've had these partners on this pilgrimage, including the guest, or whose guest I am right now, who gave me the impetus by saying to me at one point in the past, write a book. He's no fool. So I obeyed. And through that, learned also the idiom of English language and this possibility of expressing what I'm saying in the book in English tongue, which is for me a foreign tongue in some ways. But that's all right. In some ways, I'm an immigrant on planet Earth, as each one of us are. I immigrated on Earth on my birthday. I haven't emigrated yet. I've changed place, I've changed language, I've changed everything in some ways that can be changed, and I'm still this same old Lowry experienced in the bounty of so many years of being in the bounty of this creation, practicing this alchemical thing that my good father told me to explore. He said to me as a child, don't believe in anything. And when I asked him, what was before the creation of the earth? He said, I don't know, but explore. I'm still exploring. And before something, there is always nothing, no thing. So part of alchemy is to study the no thing in the middle of all the somethings that we go through every day, in the everyday shift of this what's called time-space continuum, which I know in some ways what it means, but I'm not a scientist in that sense. This is my laboratory. I'm the one who experiences and expresses, comes and goes, from form to formless, from somebody to nobody, and from nobody to many somebodies. In my book, in the whatever the afterword is where I give my thanks, I mention several people by name. And I mention Clive Tempest. He's the one who said, write a book. And I did. And it's done. And then he invited me to do something I've never done before, a podcast, which I'm doing right now. Who would have believed? Well, I didn't believe my father. I don't believe any religion or any belief. I'm a being and a doer. And right now, my job is to bring this episode of The Bounty of Being Lowry to its conclusion. My aim, or my purpose and my aim, is to perhaps have my book translated into English by a proper translator. But in these podcasts, I've aim to bring to life in words and sound some of the themes that I have explored in the book. And God willing and weather permitting, who knows? If you're interested, in Finland this book can be found in all the bookstores, and Basan Books is the publisher, and it's available in audiobook in Finnish, and also in internationally through the book depository. You can order it anywhere in the world. As much as I know, before any other sensation or any other sort of frequency of intelligence has become real, there was sound. I'm convinced in my experience that the work has only begun. This will carry on, so-called ad infinitum, forever, which is really this moment. This is the moment of forever, of eternity. Very simple. For me, right now, very true. And I thank you, the other, for your listening. Ooh.